to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. It's July 1st. A balmy day today. Day for maybe a sweater. It's going to 102 instead of 107. And speaking of a sweater, like personality we have here, because he's always got a hat or a hoodie on, and he's growing his beard again, even though he's been shorn for the summer. Frosty.
I'm not really growing it. I just don't like to shave.
Oh, so.
It's too much work.
You got a heavy beard for 3 days.
This is like a week.
Oh.
Like a week?
I was going to say 3 days. Wow.
Yeah. But speaking of excitement. Okay, was I speaking of excitement? I am now. I better be. Linda, good morning.
Oh, you kill me. Happy July 1st. This morning, okay, our lovely, loyal listeners, how much we care about you. We challenged you to join us at Adamson's Peak Performance at 6 a.m. this morning for the circuit, 30-minute circuit that just kicks, you know what. We showed up. Where were you?
There were a lot of people there, though.
There were other people, I'm not sure, unless they said, oh, you know. But
of course, nobody knows what we look like, so it could have been anybody.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is that I thought it was great. I mean, in the middle of it, the beginning, before we got up this morning, and Carl looked at me like, you've got to be kidding. But we did it. We showed. And don't you feel good now?
Oh, I am. I'm so glad I did that so then I could go out and eat that coffee cake afterwards. I don't feel quite as guilty.
Okay, the other thing is that before we go to a break, I just want to say that, you know, no one is immune to that phone call. We got the phone call yesterday that my new sister-in-law, I think my brother and sister, they got married May 31st, and beautiful ceremony, all these, you know, extended family and family coming together for the beautiful celebration. Her 49-year-old brother, dead.
Passed away this weekend.
Just dead. Got the call yesterday, and it was just it's like it's not real. You go through all the. I didn't know him well, but felt for her. That's her baby brother. What the mother is feeling, what the family's feeling. It's just so. The reason we're bringing that up is, you know, count your blessings.
Live your life every day.
Take that deep breath and think, wow, I am alive. I have so many things to accomplish. You never know when it's going to be your time. So go forth with joy in your heart today and every day if you can.
All right. Okay, we've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about IOUs. We're going to be talking about some tank stuff. We're going to be talking about we're not going to talk cap and trade. Cap and trade, or what I call tax and destroy, will be on tomorrow because we're going to be speaking about nuclear energy again. And I think it's time that people need to start looking at what we can do with nuclear energy in this country. Anyway, we've got people on the phone lines already, and this is Carl and the Bot on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and the Bot. Ed, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Great.
No, doing good, Ed.
Hey, I was just wondering, you know, I wanted to, I called you last week about checking out Mr. Hoosier's statements about Reading rates.
Right.
Did you happen to get that email I sent you about that?
Just the last day or two, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's the point.
And you know what? You've done a lot of research on that, Ed, and we are going to be bringing that up, especially next week, because we're going to be having Tank on. I'm going to tie everything in together, and tomorrow's going to be a show talking about some cap-and-trade energy. So the facts and figures you sent me are so valuable, and we will be using them.
Well, just the point I wanted to make is I sent it to you because I wanted your callers to verify it. I talked to some other REU customers last night, and those graphs seem to be correct, and the upshot is pretty much everyone who uses less than 700 or 800 kilowatts a month gets charged more by RU than PG&E, and that I think you ought to have Hoosier or someone from RU on there to talk about that. And that seems to be pretty much a completely opposite to what he said on your show a couple weeks ago. So,
well, what we'll do is we'll let me take a look at them. Let us compare these because we like to go through them ourselves also. And then we'll do that. We'll get somebody from REU on and just say, you said that all the rates are lower, and these appear not to be. Could you explain
not
why?
All, well, yeah, not all, but...
Well, no, I... No,
yeah,
I,
yeah, but for said, low-use customers, and that adds up. You see, I got into this when we were going to the city council for tank meetings, and they were discussing the late fees policy.
Right.
So the real situation here that's so unjust is REU charges their low-use customers more, and then charges them unreasonable late fees when they get behind because they've been charged more, and then they evict them when they can't come up with the money to pay the back bills.
You know, after all that time and the committee and all that work, what's changed?
Well, what's changed is it seemed like everyone was talking. I went to the Record Searchlight last year, and what changed is I think that the whole argument was done without the correct facts.
Well,
and that's what I'm trying to get to you.
Well, no, I understand that part, but I mean, you know, even with the correct facts, the big thing was is that the abatement and the changing of the policies for late fees and how they did it, and I don't see anything that's really changed.
No, that's the problem with RU. It doesn't seem to be run by the city council. It doesn't even seem to be run as an independent utility. It's really a part of Tank right now.
Who is running? Sometimes you wonder because, you know, there's some kind of battle going on between staff and city council. You can kind of pick that up. So we're gonna have to, we'll follow that up too. But Ed, thanks so much for the stuff you sent us, and we will be using that. And,
okay. Well, I appreciate it if you'd post it. I gave you that 24-hour exclusive. I'll see if the Reading Searchlight is interested in some facts. But like I said, they don't seem to be much interested in.
Well, we can put that
press releases.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we can put that on our website, and we will today. I'll send it over to our webmaster. We'll get it up under it'll come up under readers' opinions.
I appreciate that. I didn't post it myself because I didn't know how you wanted to handle it. But
that's okay.
I'd like to see it posted there. Thanks.
We will post it there. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for your time.
You bet.
Interaction. Okay. Love the interaction.
Yeah. You know, people, you know, again, our listeners are very bright, and you know, they care, so they delve into these things deeper than we can.
By the way, we want to thank Julie Henderson, speaking of Tank. She dropped by and gave us Stop Tank T-shirts and bumper stickers. They continue to fight, and, you know, of course, they don't go softly into the night.
Never go softly into the night.
Which is Carl's favorite saying.
We've got, I wanted to mention a young man's name, Adam Martinez. For those of you that, his name sounds familiar, but, you know, where have you heard it from? Adam Martinez was at the Club Ice, gosh, a couple months ago. I don't know, Frosty, how long it was, at least, what, 3 months? And was hit in the back of the head by an individual there, and he died. Went to the hospital, was in intensive care, was taken out of intensive care and died. And since then, there has been some of an uproar, which has subsided. But we've been getting emails from people. They just wanted to know that, you know, that, and it was quite a touching email. One of the ones we got that said, you know, I don't know Adam Martinez. I don't know him at all. I don't even know his family. But here's somebody that was killed, and yet there's been no charges put against the man who hit him. And other people since then have been assaulted and have, you know, some at the Club Ice, some at other places. It doesn't make any difference where it's at. Club Ice is no longer an entity anymore. It's been sold. Why hasn't there been something coming from the DA? Now, maybe there has, and I've just missed it. And if somebody has, please enlighten me on it. But as of everything that we've looked around, is that the young man's dead, and this tragedy has not even been addressed yet by the district attorney. And like I said, maybe something has come up and I've just missed it. Okay. The people that listen to our show, and, you know, we come here every day to irritate you all at times, but the reason we can keep coming to you.
You.
To you.
You
to,
come to irritate.
I come to irritate. You come to enlighten them, but I come to irritate. Is our sponsors. And today, starting 1 July, we have new sponsors that have joined us. First one is Everything Medical. And we're going to be talking about them later on the show in the regular commercials. We just want to thank Everything Medical on Hilltop Drive. And we've got, you know, Joe there has started a business. But he's one of our sponsors, and he's a great guy. And he everything you can possibly imagine under the sun for medical supplies. And we're going to talk about it later on. Of course, our tobacco and brew. The Crackmaster windshield repair. Jeff Wurst, what a great guy. And we're going to be talking about Jeff, but he has joined us also to sponsor our show. And Joe has supported the, well, us before, but also the community and the veterans in so many ways. He's a PGR guy. He donated big time for the Missing in America Project. Great guy. And of course, the Cypress Square Barbershop, where I get my haircut. And we're going to talk about them later on too, but I tell you what, it's truly a barbershop.
It for is men.
For men. It is not a place to go to get your nails done.
No, it's a boys' club.
It is. But we'll talk about that more during our commercial break.
I knock on the window before I enter. Like, do I have permission? Is there a passcode?
Okay.
Or password?
We have people on the lines. We'll be getting back to them. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They can repair cracks in your windshield up to 11 inches. Now, I know that because mine was cracked. Both of us had cracks in it. Well, they can do the regular dings, too, but they can fix those large cracks. You know, insurance companies are not going to tell you that they can that cracks over 6 inches can be fixed and they will make you buy a new windshield. They say, oh, well, your insurance covers it. Not if you have a large deductible. It won't. Okay. Jeff Wurst, he's a Crackmaster windshield repair. He can fix anything from the dings to the serious. He's at 3208 Market Street. Katie, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Fine, Katie.
Thank
good.
You.
I just want to share a really short story about my son, Clay. He just had a very unfortunate major spine surgery, and I do not want to cast aspersions on anybody, ambulance, paramedics, fire people, anybody, because they are heroes. But what happened was my son, not being in a car accident or not having any visible injuries, he could not get off the floor, so we had to call 911, and they came. They really encouraged him to get up. And by the time we got to the hospital, went to the emergency room, they did an x-ray, blah, 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 brought him back home, had to bring him back the next day because he couldn't move, and they said within 24 hours, if he had not had emergency surgery, he would have been paralyzed. So it's a blessing, it's a miracle, he survived it, but I just wanted to put it out there in the public so people would know if someone says they can't get up, there's something wrong.
Yeah, so I think you told me he had a crushed vertebrae?
He had a disc ruptured on his spine, they had to remove bone, they had to remove the disc, he had two other problems with the disc, and it was all internal. You could not see an injury from the outside, so they thought it was a pinched nerve what they thought.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Katie, here's the important thing out of that. One, thank goodness, you know, your son's fine, or it's going to be fine.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, too, is that when it gets right down to it, you are your own physician. And if something like this happens, you can insist that certain things be done. But, you know, it's and again, not casting aspersions on anybody, but still, you have to insist because you know your own body. You know your son is not going to be a certain way. So everybody should just insist.
And, Katie, you're a perfect example of what someone does to see the positive side of here. This could have been a complete tragedy. Well, of course, you know, he had spinal, you know, surgery, which is, you know, huge. But rather than saying, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? You know, doctors and anybody in the field of medicine, we're all human beings. Right? Everybody's a human being. And you go into this kind of service with the idea of serving those who need medical attention and need. So thank you for coming, making the call, and choosing to see the positive aspect of your situation.
I do. It's a miracle, and I just want to just put it out there so people will know if someone really says they can't get up, they can't. And I'm not blaming nobody.
No. And that's why we liked it, Kate. That's why we put you on, was the fact is, hey, you want to warn everybody.
Thank you.
This can happen. Thanks, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You were talking about Adam Martinez.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to call you to let you know what a devastating effect that this has had on our community. I did not know Adam, but I know his parents. And we're very close neighbors and friends. And the entire community just cannot understand why a young man has been killed and there have been no charges made.
And, you know, the reason, like I said, that we brought this up, it's been, I think he died May 15th after 3 weeks of being in the hospital, was that we have been hearing from our listeners. And so, and I know there must be, you know, for the parents and the close family, there's got to be closure on this thing.
There has to be some kind of closure. And without at least, I don't know if the district attorney is doing an investigation. He does need to remember he's a public servant, and he has to answer to the public. So they at least need to put out what is being done as far as Adam, what type of investigation is being done.
I would hope that they're telling the parents.
I am not sure that's happening. Mm-hmm. Hopefully one of the parents will be calling in this morning so that they can let you know if they have heard anything whatsoever.
And that's what we wanted to do. Was one is to bring this back up again. Again, you know, I know about closure. I know how people need closure. And, you know, I would hope is that the investigation is moving quickly and that they're not, you know, that it's been, even though it's been but over 60 days since the thing occurred. So, okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for bringing this subject up, and we'll look forward to hopefully all of us getting some closure on this.
Okay.
Thank
you so
you.
Much. You bet.
Bye.
Well, the phones are lit.
Yeah. Joe, good morning. Joe, we don't have much time here, so we may have to hold you to the next to after the break.
Okay.
But how about we just do that, and we'll just hold you because it's going to be a quick break here with the news.
Okay.
How much time we got here, Frosty? We can go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to do the news. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
The nation's annual obesity report card is out. We're getting fatter. Obesity rates rose in 23 states over the past year and didn't decline anywhere. Dr. Dwayne Proctor with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says the country needs to fix broken sidewalks so it's easier to walk instead of drive and to make healthy food more affordable.
We need to have the policies in place in order to see these environments change for the better. And in places where that's happening, we're starting to see some glimmers of hope.
Construction spending fell more than expected in May. Figures for construction over the past 2 months have also been revised downward. California couldn't pass a budget stopgap plan last night, and that means IOUs from the state are being issued and a lower credit rating, possibly, according to State Treasurer Bill Lockyer.
That makes it just harder and harder and more expensive to borrow whenever it is that you've got a budget. So we've got that problem to figure out down the road a little bit.
Al Franken heading to Washington to claim Minnesota's vacant Senate seat. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. The phone lines are lit up. We're going to get to the phones. But first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know what they have there besides just the best of everything that you could possibly get regarding cigars and tobacco products and all those things? They got incredible coffee beans that we got yesterday. Unbelievable. And you know what they're going to do with the gourmet coffee beans in 5-pound bags at great prices? If you want an espresso machine, if you buy one, they're going to teach you how to use it for the best results. So, and they have wine. In fact, I bought wine and coffee there yesterday and took some to some friends. They're on 2143 Hilltop Drive. And you know, Joe and Shelley, they are your neighbors and great Americans. Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, Joe. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say how much I appreciate you, Carl and Linda Bott.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your show. And listen, what I want to do is I just want to send my condolences to the family of Adam Martinez. I did not know Adam personally, but I know a lot of people that did. And my understanding is that this young man had a promising future, and a lot of people are really devastated. And I'm one of those people that have had some correspondence with our DA's office. And I have to say that the correspondence I've had with our senior deputy DA has not been real positive. And I just want to say that I hope to God that the family is getting more positive than I have. I hope that, and I pray for closure for these people, and that whatever justice is served, that it will help give them closure.
Well, that's why we brought it up. And like I said, we've been written to by a number of people about this, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we're not looking for a witch hunt, and I know nobody is. Nobody's looking for a witch hunt here, but it's time that I just hope, like you do, is that the family is being kept abreast of everything that's going on in the investigation, and that they can find closure here soon.
I do too.
All right, hey, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hey, Gary.
I just returned from my 50th high school reunion in Butte, Montana, and I want to tell you, nobody doesn't like KQMS, and nobody doesn't like Carl and Linda.
Oh, wow. Wow. What was it like in your 50th class reunion? I mean, how much have people changed?
Well, I haven't changed at all, but they have. Some of them have.
You know, I bet some of them have actually gotten older.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And, it was a great. We, the 50th was two schools, the Catholic high school across town, and we the public school. So it was a good turnout, and the food was great, and it's nice to catch up on everybody and so on. And, Carl, you do not go to a barber shop. You go to a tonsorial parlor.
That's true. A tonsorial parlor.
So I want you to use that because this is a sophisticated, erudite show. So I thought, you know, this tonsorial parlor would be in keeping with your theme.
How do you spell that?
Just like you would think. T-O-N-S-O-R-I-A-L.
Well, have you ever been to the Cypress Square barbershop?
No.
Well, you see, now you need to do that. And then when you go in there and after you've had your haircut by D.C. Tim or the mysterious cutter in there, then call me back and tell me, is it still a tonsorial emporium or is it a barbershop?
Okay. Do you want the etymology on the tonsorial?
Yes.
Means shave. Latin for shave.
Latin for shave. Oh.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anatomy around the throat at all. Anyway, all right, fine, great. You're the tops.
Yeah, well, thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Most pleasant. Nobody tops you.
All right, thanks.
All right, care,
thank
bye.
You.
Well, let's go from you know what? I love the audience. You know, I mean, we love it. And that's why we're here. That's why we do this is, you know, not to have people call us and tell us that, you know, they like us. It's because, you know, there's still people out there like George. But that maybe we are providing an avenue here for people.
Well, you know what the big thing is?
Right now.
Right now. I mean, well, all of this is big.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's nothing that's more important than the other. It just depends on where you're coming from. The IOUs is just on everybody's minds.
That's, in fact, it's supposed to be starting, I think it's today. So what is an IOU? And an IOU is a registered warrant and a promise to pay. It's issued by the state when there are not enough funds to pay all of its general fund obligations. And registered warrants bear interest and are redeemable by the state treasury. Now, who will get IOUs? In other words, it's just an IOU that says the state's going to redeem it with interest on 1 October, if there's money there. Here, that's the big one. If there is money there.
Well,
you know what? If there's not money there by 1 October, I say we cement shut the doors of the legislature. We go to the state of Jefferson, and we take care of ourselves.
Okay, I looked it up, and here's who's going to get IOUs.
All right.
Welfare recipients, private businesses who contract with the state, local governments, taxpayers receiving income tax refunds and owners of unclaimed property.
Okay. People who don't get IOUs will be education and debt services. Laws also require that the state payroll, CalPERS, CalSTRS, in-home supportive services, and Medi-Cal providers continue to be paid. State retirees will also continue to get paid regularly. And we researched this via the Record Searchlight. They've got a good article, by the way, on this in the Record Searchlight, you know, as we're up there. You know, like I said, Record Searchlight does things great. We'll talk about it. Now, who will accept the IOUs? Which banks will? Because some banks won't. If in this town, Reading Bank of Commerce has already announced they will accept the IOUs. That's our bank. Bank of America and Wells Fargo is waiting for more info, will not accept them as of right now. And there's your difference, my friends, between a local bank and our neighbors and a megalomonolithic entity that really doesn't care about people. You know, local banks will help you. You know, we've got a anyway, those are the people that will take the IOUs right now. Maybe Bank of America, maybe the other ones later on. There will probably be a list where we'll be researching that. But that's what the IOU is.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have to take a short break. We have something very special and poignant after the break that we need to pay immediate attention to. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after this commercial. Yes, it's Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, and on the phone with us, we are so appreciative of your call this morning. Our prayers, our thoughts are with you. Good morning. It's Adam's mother, Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Martinez.
Good morning. I just want to say thank you for everybody that has supported my son. He's a wonderful, sensitive, caring young man. And would do anything for anybody, animals, humans, everything. We don't know a whole lot. I don't want to jeopardize the case. What we have read and what other materials that we have had, yes, we don't know why this young man has not been charged.
And again, you know, we're not out here to, you know, again, to on a witch hunt or anything. We've been hearing about what happened, and we've read about what happened to your son. We did not know Adam, but I've read so many positive things, so many positive comments about Adam. And again, we've received a number of emails about Adam. That's why we wanted to talk about it today. But has the DA told you what's going on with this?
No.
With the investigation at all?
No.
So he's not kept you in the loop of any investigative,
The processes,
yes,
or anything?
No. All we have been told is they're investigating, and that is it.
Okay.
But the information that we have, that we've been doing investigation on our own and finding things out, by reading the police reports and other items that we have got, there's absolutely, I can't understand why he hasn't been charged. Okay. Maybe the DA is going into more depth than what we have. I don't know.
Well, you know, Ms. Martinez, the only thing I can hope is that, that's what it is, that they want to make sure that when this case goes to trial, that they've got every aspect covered.
And so, I understand that.
So, but I still think that they should be. Has anybody even called you from the DA's office?
No, we have called them.
Okay.
Okay. We want Adam to be remembered by the community, because Adam has done so much for people and children, that we don't want Adam's thing to be slid under the doormat. And,
well, that won't happen.
You know.
We'll make sure that doesn't happen. But, you know, the other thing, too, Ms. Martinez, just from so many people that have written and called in just today that didn't even know Adam, but know of you all, your family, and your time here in our North State, is that he's not going to be just swept underneath the rug.
And if people have information, please call the DA. I mean, even if it's minor, maybe it's something more than that they're thinking about.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
The family is day by day.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to you right now, shaken. It's hard. It's very hard as a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, which he all has. And we have two other children that we have to stand up for. And that's what keeps us going.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of our children. And even though we're having a hard time, we got to be up for our other children. And that's what we have to support right now.
Right. And I just want you to know is that the community does care. It's obvious that the community cares about what happened to Adam and that he will not be forgotten. And we'll make sure of that.
You know, this was a kid at 16 that went to Mexico and went around the neighborhood with large trash garbage bags asking for kites, pencils, teddy bears and everything, baseball gloves to give to the orphans in Mexico on his own. You know, he also painted the school gymnasium floor because they didn't have the money to have somebody paint it so the kids could play basketball. This is my son.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, he didn't think of himself.
Well, Ms. Martinez, we'll see what we can do from this side to maybe ensure that the DA stays in touch with you on a regular basis.
I appreciate that.
Well, and don't worry, you know, Adam's goodness will not be forgotten.
I appreciate that. And if anybody has anything, please call the DA.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, as Mrs. Martinez, as I asked, if anybody was there that night at the Club Ice and saw anything, or if there was anybody that may have decided not to be involved for whatever reason at that time because you've been drinking too much or you just weren't supposed to be there, you didn't want to get involved.
Or have a friend that was there and heard something.
Yeah, you need to talk to the DA. And this works for both, you know, both sides of this thing, too, is, you know, the man that has been accused of hitting Adam and causing his death. Again, we're not here on a witch hunt, but we're here to make sure that closure can happen for the Martinez family. And the way closure is through an investigation that's finished.
And fair.
And fair. And if it's supposed to go to trial, then it does go to trial. That's what we're here, you know, that's what our listeners have asked us for. And that's what we're here for. So, Norman, good morning. Hello, Norman?
Yes, sir. Morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
Good talking to you. I'm just curious. I know that it won't be in a record searchlight, but are they going to have something on about the tea parties? I know there's one scheduled for the 4th.
Well, you know what? We're going to have some stuff on because the tea party, I think it's going to be on the 18th. Now, the 4th, they're going to be at the Civic Center.
Okay.
The Bostonian gang are there. Is going to be there to hand out leaflets, have people sign up for things, and to say and give out schedules of what's happening. I do know on the 18th they've got a big rally.
I'm sorry,
the 17th it's going to happen.
Okay.
A big rally. And they're going to have...
And they found the location. Greg Magis poked his head in, so we'll make sure that we inform you.
We will have plenty of stuff before that, Norman.
Okay.
All right, but thanks for calling.
You bet. You have a good one now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop, where I get my haircut on a regular basis. They've got DC and Tim there. We've got great prices. You can cut your hair the way you want it, but get this. They're barbers, man. Yeah, I know tonsorial stuff, but they're not cosmetologists. They got car and hunting magazines and National Geographic, and you know about National Geographic, don't you? Mom, Dad, start your son off right. Take him to Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop at 2463 Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. It's open Monday through Friday. They don't open on Saturday because they got to rest up. Get ready for Monday again.
Rest up.
Well, hey, we're men. We need our rest. Okay.
221-1402. It's open line. That's right.
Okay.
Give us a call if you've got something on your mind.
Well, you know, tomorrow we're going to be doing, we've got a gent coming in that has been on our show before that is a nuclear energy plant inspector. He is got the latest.
Years.
Yeah, he's got the latest information about nuclear energy, about the safety of it. How hard is it to put these plants together? And by the way, we're also going to be discussing tomorrow the tax and destroy, or cap and trade bill that's being worked on right now. At the same time, the national health bill, care bill is being worked on. And the other question is, you know, when you start talking about stimulus and all this, is at what point is the stimulus package supposed to work? Last month was another large loss of jobs, larger than was to be expected. Over 450,000 jobs lost again last month. When is this supposed to start working? I mean, is it? I know you can say that, well, you know, it's taken us a long time to get here. Okay, you know, I can live with that. You know, it's taken us years, and with the finest work, Democrats, Republicans, can possibly do. Should it be like a year? Is it going to take a year? Is it going to take 2 years? I mean, we've been told that the stimulus was going to create 3.5 million jobs. And then we were told, well, no, it's going to save 600,000 jobs. Well, has it saved 600,000 jobs? Now, what's going on? You know, again, it's been 5 months, and people say, well, you know, you got to give them time. Okay, you know, I'm all for that. You know, in fact, President Obama's support figures, his popularity, his, you know, figures are very high still. I think but he's dropping. He's down under 60% now, but 59 is still pretty good. I think Bush would have taken 59%. I think he would have taken 35%. I think he was at 39%. It was the Congress that was down to 15%. The Congress is up to like 30%, so God knows why. If somebody can explain that one to me, do that. You know, what have they done?
I don't know, but you know what grosses me out?
I do know what grosses you out. It was when I shot that squirrel, and it leaped in the air, and it split in half. You said, that's pretty gross.
Well, what grosses me out even worse than that, I mean, I really, it upsets me that I feel like I'm coming from this place when I'm really not even that informed. But it's a person that just took office by the name of Franken.
Al Franken.
I don't know why I'm grossed out over that.
I think it's because Al Franken, on a tour to visit the troops, had, you know, said, hey, look, why don't you call your wife? After, you know, these men had been deployed for 7 or 8 months. And so they called home, and Franken had it set up for the wife to tell him that they were pregnant, that the wife was pregnant after the guy had been gone for 6 months. And, you know, he thought that was hilarious.
Now, is this a fact?
This was a fact. This happened. You know, Al Franken has said a number of things. Al Franken is, but you know what? But what Al Franken did too was he did his homework. He went to every meeting that was possible in the state that had anything to do with it, and a lot of money came in from out of the state to support him. You know, like from Soros and a bunch of other people, Hollywood groups. They went in and supported him, and he won. It was a landslide of 312 votes out of 2.5 million votes. He won by 312. So, I don't know. Is that a mandate? I don't think so. But we'll see. But what that gives Congress, what that gives the Senate now is the Democrats have 60 senators in sitting. 60 Democrat senators, which is the magic number. I don't think they've seen that for, gosh, decades. That they've got enough people in the Senate, one party has, to push through any legislation they possibly want, if they can keep them all voting as Democrats. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? Well, Franklin's just a big joke, and I think he'll end up putting his foot in his mouth a lot, and he'll actually be a benefit for the Republicans. But you're right, they got their filibuster-proof majority now.
Yeah, but you know what? There are senators in there that come from states that, you know, when Holder, the Attorney General, kind of raised his head and started talking about the assault weapon ban, and they had a number of senators from the Midwest that don't even bring that one up.
Oh, I know. There's a few of them that aren't crazy, but most of the Democrats, I'd say 40 of them at least. Anyway, you was asking when the stimulus bill is supposed to kick in. The big difference between now and the Depression was in the Depression, when they decided to do something, they did it. Now you got to go through 10 years of environmental reports and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I moved to High and Palm 15 years ago, and they were surveying the road then to do it, to do some work on it, and they surveyed and resurveyed and resurveyed, and they just started last year, and it's supposed to go for 9 years. And back during the Depression, they built the Empire State Building, which for years was the tallest building in the country, in about 400 days.
Wow.
So there's your answer. You know, as far as nuclear power goes, I'm with you on that. You notice how these global warming chicken littles running around, they're very selective in the kind of science that they cite for the reasons why they give for global warming, etc. But, you know, nuclear is the best way to go. And if we could do that, you imagine there's no they even take the waste now. They can reprocess a very small amount. All Europe's going nuclear. We're going to be using candles before this is over with what it's going to cost us for
I don't think people understand how much this can cost us.
Oh, I know. Obama may not raise the income tax rates for middle and low class people, but I tell you, all the other taxes we're going to pay as a result of this, that's going to run the price of everything up, is going to be astronomical.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, starting today, you won't even be able to enjoy eating out at a high-fat restaurant because they're going to have to list how much fat and calories is on the menu. So you can't even go have a meal without the government sitting there wanting to tell you what to eat.
Welcome to Nanny State.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I don't know. Anyway, that's enough for me today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tom. Yeah, we got to go anyway.
Passion.
Hey, Nanny State. Okay, you can't ride your bike. This is a certain way. You know, we were talking about the kids the other day that when you see a kid that's under 12 or something, I don't even know what the age is, but doesn't have a helmet on, I wonder if the cops like chase him down, you know, and give him a ticket for not wearing a helmet. I mean, they do that to motorcycle guys, you know. So anyway, tomorrow, cap and trade, nuclear energy. We're going to be talking about, on Friday, we're going to be talking about a veterans effort we need help from our people with.
And we've got some fun stories as well.
Yeah, that's right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Plays that song, my soul.